Welcome to Texans Tells Trader, presented by BMW. I'm John Harris alongside Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, great day in Indy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Johnny.
Defense came up huge after a 10-0 lead, and when needed to turn the ball over, it happened in the fourth quarter. Take us through. This is Jonathan Joseph's tremendous fourth fumble in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's a coverage here that basically is a quarter-quarter half coverage. So it's quarters over here to the field and a half field coverage here into the boundary. And J-Joe does a great job of recognizing the route. So he's able to hold off the vertical route by the outside receiver and then at the same time reading the crosser, which becomes the number two receiver on this side of the formation. He does a good job of what we call a trap technique. So he's trapping the number two receiver as he comes over from the other side of the formation. He does a nice job of timing the tackle and he gets the ball out, and then his buddy K-Jack scoops it up and almost breaks it for a touchdown here. And on this play, we have a lot of guys being smart and a lot of guys trying to help out Kareem. So if you see J.J. Watt right here, he's being really smart right here by not hitting that offensive lineman in the back. He just nudges him in the front so we won't get a penalty there. You see other guys here doing a good job trying to get a block. I think it's Eddie Pleasant here leading the way, Dre Howe leading the way. So a good team defense play right there.
All right, we're going to take a look at the offensive line, the run game, 37 carries, 155 yards. And, Coach, this is a big play here in the first half.
Yeah, this was a good scheme here we had. We had Kendall Lamb in there as the extra tight end. And, you know, I think the key here is that Alfred Blue and the offensive line did a really nice job on this play. I'm going to go right to the end zone shot. Basically, what you see here is a good old-fashioned power play. And so, look, what ends up happening on a power play is I'm going to try to steal this film. A power play basically is where the play is going towards the strong side tight end, which is our motion tight end here, Kendall Lamb. And what happens is the backside guard pulls, usually for the front side linebacker, and then there's a couple of double teams that take care of the backside of the play. And so it's somewhat of a misdirection, but it's also a downhill running play. It's one of my favorite plays in football. And so what we have to do here is what we've had to do a better job of all year is getting our backs and our line to understand where this play breaks. And that's exactly where it breaks. Basically, right near the hash mark, right in the middle of the formation. And really, Alfred and the line did a great job here of reading it correctly, getting the ball into the open field, and then making extra yards there. Now, one thing to note here, that Alfred, you know, he had fumbled earlier in the game. He learned his lesson. He felt the presence of Darius Butler coming up from behind here and did a good job of protecting the football, which is big in these games in December. You know, we don't want to fumble the ball. Ball security is at a premium, and he did a real nice job there.
All three phases came into play on Sunday. At the end of the ball game in particular, special teams, kick coverage, Coach, came up big. Let's take it through.
Yeah, right here on our kickoff coverage, you know, I thought all day that they did a nice job of basically getting a good kick from Nick and then getting good coverage by the guys on the unit. And so what I'm going to do here is show you this from the end zone shot, fast forward a little bit. I think one of the things that we've done a decent job of lately is we've mixed up the way that we're kicking the ball with our formations. We're rolling guys in, we're keeping guys stationary, we're kind of mixing it up, and I think that's good. That's good to keep it spinning in that way. And then the key here is Curtis Drummond. Curtis Drummond, all year since we brought him up from the practice squad, has done a really good job for us on special teams. There's a lot of guys. Brian Peters, Max Bulla had a really good game on special teams, but on this particular play, here's Max Bulla's former teammate at Michigan State, Curtis Drummond, doing a great job of splitting the double team. So right here, they're trying to double team him. He beats it with speed, he splits it, and then he's able to gather himself and make the tackle at the 15-yard line. That's a great play by Curtis Drummond. Means a lot to our team whenever we can make the other team's offense start at the 15, have to drive the ball along a long part of the field there. That's always good for our defense.
Although there were a couple of special teams hiccups, it came up big. Max Bulla, Curtis Drummond. Something about Michigan State and special teams. I think those guys take a lot of pride in it. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.